Sends our dear Heavenly Father, that you may speak to us. As I bring forth your word, Lord, how I pray that you use me as a vessel, that all of us, Lord, you will speak to us, you reveal yourself to each one of us, and that, God, you will enable us and allow us to do your will. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We be seated. I bring my greetings and that of my family to you. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Yeah, it's a cold morning, but I am lucky I have more clothes than you, so I am all warm. We thank God for giving us such a wonderful day and allowing us to come and be in his presence as he speaks to us. I'm Cyrus Washira Kimanyi, and the Lord is my Savior. And I always say that it is by his grace that I'm able to say that he is my Savior, and that I'm able to stand before you, not that I'm better than you, but solely that it's by his grace that he has given this opportunity to share his words. And as I speak to you, he is also speaking to me. In our program this season, as it is there in our second quarter, that is the theme that we are following, drawn from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, as it has verse 1 to 16, and more. Our theme verse for the season is verse 5, which says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." And therefore today we are dealing with adding more goodness to our faith. And from the word good, which in Greek is agathos, and I don't want to talk much about Hebrew and Greek because my Hebrew and my Greek teacher is around. I may mess somewhere. Good is being positive, being desirable in nature, having the qualities that are desirable. And when we talk of goodness, we are talking about the state or quality of being good. We are not dealing with the mild surprise, which we say, "Oh my goodness," because a cup has fallen, or you have made a small mess and you say, "Oh my goodness." We are not talking about those mild surprises, but we are talking about the quality of being positive to life, to yourself, to others, to what is around you. That desirable nature, those qualities. And the use of good is very common in the Bible, all the way from creation, the Old Testament, New Testament, to one's revelation. From creation, when God created, and every day that he has done something in creation, he would look back and say, it is good. Throughout the Bible, God revealed his goodness to the children of Israel through his acts, through what he did to them. He revealed his goodness to them. When we talk of good, Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4, he says, all God's creation is good. And in the Bible, good is used preemptively of God himself, preeminently of God himself. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 18, saying that God alone is good. We are not good. I am not good. It is only God who is good. We may boast around how good we are, but we are not good. Our graph is zigzag. Today we try to bring some goodness. Tomorrow we are like the devil without the tail, and so on. The doctrine of God, because those are some of the attributes of God, we look at the character of God in this season. In looking at the character of God, we are looking at the attributes of God. And the attributes of God are in two categories: the incommunicable attribute of God, those qualities of God that he has not shared with us. We say God is eternal, timeless. And Psalms 90 verse 2 says, before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to the end, you are God. He has not shared that one to us. God is unchangeable. When we talk about the omni, meaning all, God is omnipresent, omnipotent, immortal, invisible. And we have a song in our Golden Bells or choir. Will help me whether this one is in our Golden Bells or where. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, the great name we praise, unresting, and silent as right, no wanting, no wasting, thou rulest in mind, thy just mountains high soaring above, which are fountains of goodness and love. Of goodness and love. The other attribute, and that is what we are dealing with in this season, is the communicable attributes of God, those attributes that he has shared with us. He has allowed us to participate. Things like love, mercy, patience, grace, but not as perfect as God. But in small measures he has around us, yet we cannot be equal to him. These are the moral attributes of God. Our theme is a call that we put every effort to add goodness to our faith. And we know what is faith. And all of us have faith. Faith in something or in somebody. But we are talking about faith in God. And faith is not static. Faith grows. And it comes by hearing. It grows by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we have come this morning that we can add something to our faith. When we hear the word of God, we come closer to the mind of God, and therefore we grow in our faith. It grows. We add something. We are therefore, all of us are students of faith. We learn new things. We are never complete. We are never 100% as far as faith is concerned. We grow. Peter, in the passage that we have read, this book of Peter, when we look at it, the first and the second Peter, he writes to Christians who are living far away from their homes, Christians who have been scattered and displaced in the Asia Minor because of persecution. It was to give hope to the hopeless and suffering Christians. He is speaking to Christians who are hopeless, who have no future. They think all is lost. He brings the hope of Christ to them. He sought to build their faith by giving them practical advice on how to live. On how to live, as Paul says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Peter is trying to help these Christians on how to practically live their faith and how to demonstrate their faith, transform their faith from theory to practical. As James is saying, that faith without action is dead. And Peter is telling these Christians, it's not just about saying. It's not just about singing about it or writing about it. It's not about silencing everybody and telling them how great faith you have. It is how practical are you in what you are saying. Our faith should not only be theory, word of mouth, but like James says, that faith without action is dead. Brothers and sisters, we must arise and do. We must arise and do our faith. Peter is recommending all those things there. Add to your faith. Add to your salvation. It is not enough just to say that you are saved by Jesus and going to heaven by faith. Not enough to be a full member of the church. Not enough to be a church leader, not enough to be a minister, not enough to be anything, whatever title, not enough to say that you believe in God, not enough to say there is God. Even the devil knows there is God. You need to make every effort to add goodness to that faith of yours. And when we were in church school, we were singing, this retro faith of mine, I'll make it shine. This retro faith of mine, I'll make it shine. This retro goodness of mine, I'll make it shine. How will we add goodness to our faith? One, we should know that God is the source of all goodness. The psalmist in Psalm 73 and verse 1 is saying, truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. And Jesus is also saying, no one is good but God, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 19. And in Psalm 34 and 8 say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Good is what God approves. He is the highest, the ultimate standard of goodness. It is his character. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says, every good endowment and every perfect gift is from God. Therefore, God has revealed his goodness to us in various ways, from creation times to now. The goodness of God means that God is final. He is the final standard. And all that he is and does is worthy of approval. Our common slogan, we always say that God is good all the time. And all the time, and that is his nature, and we add something, wow. God's goodness is in his mercy. He is merciful to the misery and to the distressed, to the sick and to the suffering, to those who are facing difficulties and challenges in this life, to those who are mourning. God is merciful. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. And he's telling us this morning that we add goodness to our faith. And one of aspect of goodness is being merciful. Being merciful. For God is mercy. We drew it from him. We have no mercy of ourselves. We draw from God. God's goodness is his grace. We deserve punishment. We deserve to die, to be nailed on the cross because of our sin. But in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, that his undeserved favor. His undeserved favor because he is gracious. We are saved by the grace of God through faith in him. God's goodness is in his patience, his holding punishment. He is not quick to anger. He is slow to anger. As the psalmist says in Psalm 103 and verse 8, that the Lord is slow to anger. He gives us time to repent. He gives us time to amend. God's goodness in his love. He first loved us. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10, God loved us first. By loving us, he self-gave to us, self-giving. And in a very famous, very common verse, John chapter 3 and verse 16, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. For God's goodness, the goodness we are talking about this morning is the mercy of God, the grace of God, the patience God has, and the love God has. He is the source of all goodness. We have to understand that we have no goodness of ourselves. Number two, For us to add goodness to our faith, then we must cultivate a teachable spirit. We must cultivate a teachable spirit, as Psalm 119, verse 68 says, "You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. Teach me, Lord. Teach me how to be good. Teach me how to be merciful to others. Teach me how to be gracious to others. That I may not be full of condemnation and condemning and throwing away to the dustbin. Teach me how to be patient, because I have no patience. Teach me." You know, sometimes we have no patience with one another. We have no patience. I experienced that impatience this week. We agreed with somebody we don't meet. We agreed with somebody we meet somewhere in Naivasha, in the land's office. And he was there quite early. Olewangu, I was late. And I found the guy has left. And I was late, less than an hour, the guy had gone. They called him, "Where are you?" "Oh, I waited, I have gone." Have patience with one another. Even at home, to our children, to our husbands, to our fathers, it is Father's Day, to our wives. Are we patient? Or we leave one another in the house. Unayamekasana. Gari. You come through matatu. We meet. Are we patient? Help us to understand that God has given us an opportunity in this life to grow in our faith. And for us to be teachable in the goodness of God, then we must stop trying to change others to be good, but instead focus on changing ourselves. Praise the Lord. Like in that case, I'm not disturbed by changing that man. It is me who will change. By doing what? By going away. Hello? Yes. So don't labor so much trying to change your Ashira. Change yourself and it will be okay with you. Don't fight trying to change people. Some of us, our egos are so high. How will you change it? We always fight. But if we learn to ask God, "Teach me, O Lord, teach me how to be merciful to others, how to be gracious to others, how to be patient with others, and how to love others. Teach me." And if we can tell God, "I need thee. I need thee every hour. Most gracious Lord. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na." Tuachane na hiyo hiyo yote, tuseme hii ingine sasa tunajua. All I need thee, all I need thee, every hour I need thee,
my Savior, I come to you.
Yeah, that we want to be in that class of Jesus Christ to be taught how to be good. I want to be a student of Jesus Christ to be taught. I want to stay there at the feet of Jesus Christ to be taught. Like Mary, who is there at the feet to be taught, to listen from Jesus on how to be good. And number three, and the final one, for us to increase our goodness, we must know that we have been called to reflect the goodness of God to others. Since there is no goodness in us, we have no goodness of our own, we can only reflect what we receive from the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have no goodness of ourselves. Oy. Tell the guy sitting next to you, brother, sister, you have no goodness of yourself. And don't try to silence people that you are good. We only reflect the goodness of the Lord. We can only be channels of God's goodness to others. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, Paul says, therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those of the family of faith. We should do good. If you are sitting on somebody's title, Inukampatie. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, Paul again says, no one should pay evil for evil, but always try. I'm not recommending 100%. Always try 20%, 30%. If you try 50%, very good. If you get a C or a B minus, this is good. Try to do good to each other and to all people. Those who will repay you and those who will not repay you. True believers in Christ reflect the goodness of God to others. God has given. God expects us to give out. Yeah, to reciprocate to fellow human beings on mercy, grace, love, and patience that we have received from the Lord. We are imitators of God's goodness. We can't reach the mark of God. We are trying. We are trying to imitate Christ. We are imitators. We imitate. Just like a small child imitate the Father. We imitate our Father, who is God. We are imitators of God's goodness. We draw from Christ and release to others. We get from God, we release to others. We get from God, we release to others. Our relationship with God is like that of the sun and the moon. The moon reflecting the light of the sun to the earth. We reflect the goodness of God to others. And the big question is, are we doing that? Yes, we have faith in God. We believe in God. We are there. We know God. We know there is God. That's why we came this morning. We have it. We are good. We are there. But are we releasing that goodness that we are receiving from the Lord to others? I'm a teacher of geography. And for a lake to be salty, he said that lake is salty because it has no outlet. If the lake has no outlet, the water becomes salty. But if the lake has an outlet, that water is fresh. So if you have no outlet of God's goodness, then you are salty. But if you have an outlet of God's goodness, then you are fresh. And you don't worry over anything because you are releasing what you are getting from the Lord. Bana asifiwe. If you forget everything that I have said, remember this. Bana asifiwe. I have allowed you to forget whatever I have said there at above. But remember this, please go home with this. As you go to your office, as you go to your work, as you go to your farm, everywhere, as you travel near and far, you receive from God, you release. You receive from God, you release. You receive from God, you release. One as if you receive, you release. God help us as we receive from you, Lord, all this goodness that you have done to us. Help us, Lord, to release to others that we may remain fresh in your kingdom. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.